Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels, Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Ek seker of aan in 'n stadium van jou lewe het jy al gehoor van die Jacaranda kinderhuise en die Louis Botha kinderhuise. Om ons meer te vertel van hulle en wat gebeur het onlangs is Charlene Grobler, CEO of the Louis Botha Children's Home in question. Uitspreek start en môre baie welkom. Ek om jou te sien.
Baie dankie, Martin.
Vir die wat nie weet nie, hoekom is dit Jacaranda kinderhuise en Louis Botha kinderhuise? Is dit deel van dieselfde groep?
Ja, dit is. Ons werk dieselfde bestuur en bestuursraad. Ons is 3 keer 'n week by Jacaranda en 2 keer 'n week by Louis Botha kinderhuise.
En wat doen julle?
Ons probeer...
Wat doen julle nie? Wat doen die Jacaranda en Louis Botha kinderhuise vir die wat nie weet? What do you do?
Dis kinders wat verwyder is en in ons sorg geplaas is met 'n hofbevel.
Ja.
So dis 250 kinders en ons probeer hulle groot maak en ons visie is empower and enable is en ons wil goeie kinders hier uitstuur wat heel is na al hulle trauma.
And you do such a great job. I have done work with you and for you in the past and I've been to some of the homes. These are their families, their friends, their caregivers, their parents, their homes. You've got to be everything to them.
Yes, we have to be, and we always say it's their plan B. No one wants to grow up in a children's home, but we want to be the best plan B that we can.
And every time I speak about you, I have so many people that WhatsApp us, and that I love this part, that have been to one of your homes and have grown up there and just come back and with so much gratitude for what you've given them. It's such an important thing. And just to recap, so in this home, they would stay there. So they would have their bedrooms there, the kitchen. Dis hulle nuwe familie.
Ja, dis presies dit. So ons het 30 huise tussen die 2 kinderhuise en presies soos 'n normale huis funksioneer. Ons sê dit het net 12 boeties of 12 sissies.
Ja, ja, bietjie van 'n groter familie.
Ja.
Wat het onlangs gebeur by een van julle huise?
Dit was 'n horribale dag. Een van die huise, die kinders se kamer, hy is 18 jaar oud. Die brand het in sy kamer begin. Ons is so dankbaar, al die kinders was by die studietafel, 3 tot 4 studietyd, die 4 het kwart voor 4 begin en hulle was dankie tog almal onder. En veilig, die slaapkamers is bo en die leefareas onder. So die een huismaat boontoe gegaan om iets uit haar kamer uit te haal en toe skreeu sy vir die kinders, kom uit hierdie huis uit.
The house was burning.
Yeah.
Sure.
The whole upper level was on fire.
What did you lose?
The top level, 80%, is burned. So it's all their rooms, their belongings, their beds, everything they have. And when they come to us, children have been admitted. Sometimes only come... Sorry.
It's understandable. Because they've been through so much already. Right, Charlene? They've been through so much already. So... To have them go through something like this is just unthinkable.
Yeah, they don't deserve it.
No.
They've really been through enough, and I know life won't stop happening, but it's just so unfair.
No, of course it is.
They've lost a little bit they have.
Sure. Mm. So now you've lost so much in life, you've been given another chance, and then that burns down.
Yeah.
That just burns away. It's awful. We don't want this for them. But in these times, when community and people around you come together and help out, isn't that just amazing? We see this so often with Good Morning Angels.
Yes.
Something like this happens, and then people just come from nowhere.
Yeah.
A community.
It is unbelievable. Since the fire, that evening, there were just cars driving in, bringing supper for the kids. Helping sort stuff out, the community
Incredible.
Is what keeps us going. They
wat
don't het, realize it.
Wat het mense gebring?
Hulle het aandete, hulle het klere, toiletware, dat hulle daai aand kon bad, skoonmaakmiddels. Die huis maar die hele week nie kos gemaak nie, want die gemeenskap het net daar opgedaag en gesê, sit kinders, ons wil julle bedien. En hoe special is dit?
Dit is ongelooflik speciaal. Watter area is hierdie kinderhuis?
Louis Botha in Queenswood in Pretoria.
In Pretoria.
Yeah.
And that's just such a South African thing to do.
Well, you know, the saying is it takes a village to raise a child. And in this moment of need, the community in the village came together and said, we've got you, we're going to take care of you, we're going to carry you while you are in this time of need. It's amazing.
Was that a sense of comfort to the children as well, just to see that people care?
It was incredible, it's tangible, and it was seen the whole week. They met at 2. They don't always realize that.
Mm.
But the police station arrived with trauma troopers to debrief the kids. The phone calls at 10 o'clock, my phone was on 40% from people asking to help. And I'm so grateful and we're so blessed to have a community who's involved, because I don't know how we would have made it without that. So they literally, I know it sounds cliche, but you felt the love and support every single minute of every day last week, and it's still carrying on.
Good job, Pretoria.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job, everybody who came, the police station. Because we often hear so much negative. Good job.
Mm.
What do you still need?
We have
everything.
Yes.
A lot.
I'm like, can I say that? No, I'm joking. We never want to have the community feel like we're abusing them, have a huge issue with abuse. So we have insurance, but it's for the structural damage.
Okay.
So that's in place. But for the content of the house, that's what we need. So we've got beds donated, for example. But for us, it's to create a home, not a house.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. So you want, you know, pictures against the wall and a little mirror and a mat against the, next to the bed. Their clothes, curtains. There was smoke and water damage, so like the stove, the kettle. So we tested all the appliances, what works, what isn't working, what can we still use.
So
we tried to salvage what we could and wash, but the smoke, that smell, because I was in the house at 4 o'clock to check if everyone's out, that smell, you can't get that out of, it's going to take a while.
I love the way you put it. The structural stuff is what makes it a house, and then those things you just mentioned will make it a home.
Yes.
Well, where are you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sorry. I was about to say, every time we've been out to a children's home, that sense of ownership when you give these kids who have nothing something to
hold theirs,
indescribable.
Which is what they've done, and then they lost it.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, let's get some angels together, shall we? I would like to introduce you to Sumari Grebe, co-founder of Naked Insurance. You know all about coming to the rescue, and you have been here before. Welbekende engel op die show. Lekker om jou weer te sien.
Dankie Martin, soos altyd is dit wonderlik om hier te wees.
Wat se nuus het jy?
So, I actually personally have also been involved with Louis Botha, with House 4. So, I know all about the good work that you guys do and how amazing the homes are that you actually provide for these children. So when we heard about what actually happened and the fact that there's so much need now in House 11, we decided we needed to jump in and help as Naked Insurance. So I'm here representing our policyholders through the Naked Difference, and we would love to contribute $50,000 to help get you guys and the kids some of the stuff. I know it's not enough, but hopefully it will make some dent in getting you guys back into that home situation.
Thank you.
But again, thank you for all the amazing work that you guys do. It's, it's just amazing.
Thank
Good job, Naked Insurance. Bye-bye, Dankie Sumari. I'll match that from Good Morning Angels Fund with another 50.
Thank you.
So 100,000 rand for you to go and get all those things that you just spoke about to make it a home again, Home 11. Louis Botha. Our love to the kids, and also to the other caregivers and the staff. I'm sure this was a very traumatic experience. And I'm happy to say that, man, when South Africans need to come together, when all the angels together, they do come. So alles van die beste. Gaan gebruik jou geld en gaan koop lekker dinge wat mense in 'n huis wil hê.
Dankie, ons waardeer dit baie. Dankie vir julle ondersteuning. En dankie dat julle in ons glo en ons kinders beteken baie.
We do believe in you, and we are grateful for the work that you do that we can't do, but we can support you. Good job, angels. Good job.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.